Bring along an American Express card to open the door to rewards wherever you go. Morning coffee run with an old friend? Earn cash back. Weekend getaway? Earn miles. Dinner at the hottest restaurant in town? You get the idea. No matter the place or the plan, Amex rewards your inner explorer. See if you pre-qualify for an American Express card with no impact on your credit score. Learn more at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you accept a card. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the conversation. First, I had somebody share this story with me, and then I saw it trending on social media. And I even listened to one person's commentary on this, but Shannon Sharp, he's claiming that his social media got hacked, which it's like, I guess that can still happen these days, but are people really still doing that anymore? Especially when it comes to it being hacked and stuff like this gets posted and shared. Well, basically, and I'm not going to play the audio. And to be honest with you, when the article was shared with me, the video link was in there and it took me to Twitter. I did not listen to it because I'm just not interested in that. I could care less about hearing moans and groans or if there was a video to see. I don't want to see it. Don't want to hear it. Not interested in it whatsoever. So when I was listening to someone else's commentary on it, it actually surprised me because I really didn't think they were going to be playing it because it was on YouTube. So I wasn't expecting it. So I did hear a little bit of it. And I was like, really? So I turned the volume down on that part. I just wasn't interested in hearing it. But here's what I want to say, because this is my thoughts on the whole thing. Basically, all right, it's trending that this quote unquote video, which in essence, it may be a video, it was an Instagram live that was on his Instagram account. It was audio of him, and I'm going to say allegedly because it sounded like his voice. I don't think he denied that it was him, but he said that his Instagram was hacked, but it sounded like him, and there were no faces or body parts or anything visible, but you could hear a woman's voice moaning and groaning. To me, it sounded like acting. I'm just being real, guys. Being beautifully honest, to me, from the little bit that I heard, it sounded like acting. All right? And then the article, because I'm reading this from the article, I didn't hear it because I really am not interested in listening to it. But in the article, it says at one point in the recording, a male voice is heard saying explicit phrases, including, "Let me put this D in you," and "That's my Michelle." Now, again, I didn't listen to that part, but I did see it on social media and I saw people in the comment section laughing, going off, whatever, whatnot. But here's my personal opinion about this, because the little bit that I did hear and the fact that this was posted to his social media, he's been still doing the interviews. His interviews, they are getting the views, no doubt, but it's not anything that's gone viral like the Cat Williams interview. Okay. And so my personal opinion is, one, this definitely is something to get tongues wagging and people talking and putting more focus back on him and on his platform. And two, I feel like it was to dispel the rumors about him allegedly being gay. I just, like I said, I have my skepticism about it because for this to be posted to his social media, Instagram Live, it's not an easy thing to do. I don't believe that his social media got hacked. I don't. And the little bit that I did hear of the woman moaning and groaning, to me, I know women fake it. Raise your hand if you ever have. But to me, it sounded like acting. And the fact that he says, "That's my Michelle," to me, it was like letting the people know, yeah, I'm smashing, and I'm smashing chicks, not dicks. I'm just saying, I feel that this was planned. I feel that it was acting as well, because again, not saying I want to see him doing the do, but it was voices. You could not see anything. It was just voices. And it was to be clear that he was smashing a female. So he says, "That's my Michelle." And another part of it too is apparently he says, "Let me put this D in you." Now, again, I don't need to see what they were doing, but if that's what they were already doing, then why would he ask to do that when the person was already moaning and groaning? The reason I'm saying this is, and not to be explicit, but I'm just being beautifully honest. If she was not using her mouth on him, how, you know what I mean? If she was using her mouth on him, how could she be moaning and groaning? And then he says, "Let me put this D in you." So if she's moaning and groaning, wouldn't that mean that the D was already in her? So why would he say, "Let me put this D in you"? It wasn't like she was giving him sloppy toppy, and then he says, "Let me put..." You know, I'm sorry. I had to go there because this is the point I'm trying to get to. I believe it was an act. And I want people to just kind of get my drift on where I'm going with that. It's like, he's trying to let the people know, I'm smashing Michelle's, not Michael's. So put some respect and heterosexuality on my name. That's my personal opinion. I'm not going to go too much more in depth with this because it's really shallow. I don't believe his social media got hacked. I don't believe he was even smashing anybody, to be honest with you. I really feel like it was an act. And that's just my personal opinion. I don't need to see the proof. I don't really care. But I wanted to talk about it because I had somebody send this to me. And I was like, seriously? And it's trending right now. So I just thought, let me just go ahead, spend a few minutes and talk about it. Get your thoughts. You can let me know yours in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.